Roy Clark, how did you meet him?
Well, I met Roy Clark through Wanda Jackson. I met Wanda Jackson through Hank Thompson. We were doing a television show in Oklahoma City with Hank Thompson on a weekly basis, and there was this young girl that came down to appear on the show. She was still in high school. Her name was Wanda Jackson. Then eventually Wanda had her own records. I became her first agent. When I made a deal to go to Las Vegas with her for a long period of time, with a good show opening a show in the main spotlight, that was going to be 1960. So in 1959, at the end of 1959, she said, I'm going to put together a really good band. I found this guitar player in Washington, D.C. that I've hired to front my band. That was Roy Clark. I didn't know anything about Roy Clark. But she told me what a great performer, singer, songwriter, musician, and guitar player. Well, there was no way she could really explain how great Roy Clark was, or still is. I saw him, and I thought, wow, this is one of the greatest performers I've ever seen in my life.
Where did you see him?
I saw him in Independence, Kansas. I was promoting Wanda Jackson there on a date in late November, and that was Roy's first date with Wanda. This was a show, and it was going to be kind of a good place to look at what the show was going to be like going into Vegas, make any tweaks if we need to do that. Oh, he was fabulous. We became friends.
He was known then as an instrumentalist more.
Primarily, right.
And did he show us comedic side at that time, too?
Always, yeah. And a good singer. But nobody ever really thought of him as a singer. At that time, your country singers were more like Hank Thompson and Ernest Tubb and Roy Acuff and that. And that just wasn't Roy. Roy was more of a pop, jazzy, blues type of singer. He stayed with Wanda for about a year, a little over a year, year and a half maybe, and finally I said, let's head out on our own and do it. So we would go back to the same places that played Wanda and played Hank. And all those places knew Roy and loved him and said, well, we'll try it. One of the first dates that I ever booked him on was a friend of mine, Harry Peebles, Hap Peebles from Wichita, Kansas, big promoter. He would always take out these package shows for 10 days. He was taking a package show out that had every star imaginable at that time, from Farron Young to Ferlin Husky to Hank Snow. I can't remember who all they were, but they were like six or eight. Really big star. Nobody knew Roy Clark. And I said, just give me 20 minutes. Hap said, I don't even have any money. I said, will you pay his hotel? I'll pay his hotel and we'll feed him. So Roy went out on the tour. Of course, when he opened the tour and did his 20 minutes, nobody could follow him. I mean, he was just sensational. Where'd this guy come from? I mean, he was a better show than Elvis Presley. And one by one, every artist on that show would come to Hap Peebles. Say, Hap, listen, you know, I'd like to get out of here early. Why don't you put me on before that new guy you've got? And by the end of the tour, this unknown Roy Clark was closing the tour. Nobody knew him. They knew him after that tour. The last day was in Wichita. People yelled and screamed. They're throwing babies in the air. It's just a sensational thing. Audience was unbelievable. So I called an audio recorder. A guy had a recording studio up there. I said, I want you to come in and record this show because I want to get Roy Clark on the end of it so I can pass it around to other promoters. He brought his equipment in. It cost me a lot of money. I paid for it. Came in and recorded it. And when it was over with, I came in and he says, I've got it. It's perfect. And you're going to love what I did. I was able to cut all of that audience noise out. He said, it's just pure Roy. We don't have any of the audience yelling and screaming. Well, I couldn't use the tape. I guess he thought I was going to make a record out of it. That was partially my fault for not telling him. I said, I want to get that audience yelling and screaming. But I figured it was just such a happening that he would know that. But that helped us with other promoters. They heard about this guy playing guitar.
I think you make a good learning point right here, that we can't assume that everybody thinks the way we do.
Right.
You may either from training or just naturally think the way you do. But so often you have found in your career that the obvious to you is not nearly the obvious to somebody else.
And that goes just with the common things. I have a part in my book, in the Star Maker book, which is published by Tate Publishing in Oklahoma, in Mustang, Oklahoma. I have a couple of pages about never assume. Never assume that the hotel's going to be good. Never assume that you're going to get paid. Never assume that the food's good. Never assume all these things. Never assume that they're going to have enough sound or enough lights or enough press or that they've even advertised.
You shopped Roy Clark around then, didn't you?
Right.
A lot of people.
Right.
You went out to the West Coast.
Right.
I think there was a guy by the name of Jack Webb.
Oh, my, yes. Jack Webb.
Tell us who Jack Webb was.
Well, for those that don't know, Jack Webb was the infamous guy on Dragnet that was the detective and, you know, just the facts, ma'am. That's kind of the way he was in person. Well, he was also a producer. He was a big star. He starred in that show forever. He made that show. My contacts at Capitol Records and the people involved there said that there's going to be a new television series called No Time for Sergeants. That was a takeoff of the movie and the Broadway show, and they're looking for a star in that. Would you be interested in submitting Roy Clark? Which I did. I submitted Roy, and Jack Webb at Warner Brothers was producing that series. His people said, we'll test Roy. We'll screen test him. At that time, you know, none of us had a lot of money. We drove to California, Roy and I did. And they gave us about 2.5 days to read the script, and he had it down perfect. He is a good actor, and he was a quick study, but he had it down. So we get into Hollywood the night before and get a good night's rest because we want to be perfect out there. We're at Warner Brothers at 10 sharp when our appointment is and go in. I've never seen an office as big as Jack Webb's. It was cavernous. The receptionist said, Mr. Webb will be here a little bit. He's expecting you, and ushered us in. Pretty soon somebody came in, kind of like announcing an important person coming and say, Mr. Webb is on his way. He'll be here within the minute. We could hear him walking down the hall. There was a marble hall, and he had on leather heels. I remember that, and you could hear that click, click, click coming down the hall. I got to tell you, both of our palms of our hands were a little sweaty because this was maybe the opportunity to get a network television show with Roy Clark starring in it. What better way to promote our future big star here than that? And he walks with his assistant. I'm standing there with Roy. We both stood up. I held my hand out. I said, Mr. Webb, I'm Jim Halsey. Roy said, Mr. Webb, I'm Roy Clark. Jack Webb just looked him up and down, sized him up, and looked at his assistant. Instead of saying hello or thank you for coming or anything, he looks to his assistant and says, too fat. Two words, too fat. Did a military about face, and he was out of that room. It was just kind of stunning. You know, it just, we didn't know what to say. We just looked at each other. In a situation like that, a lot of times, there's nothing you can do except if you can laugh. And we did. It was just so ridiculous. We just laughed. But that was a good learning for us, too. But it opened a lot of doors. We made other contacts there that were valuable for something else that we did or other events that we did. We were in California. The people at Capitol Records still were concerned about where we were going with Roy record-wise. It gave them confidence that at least here's the guy that wants it, and he'll go after it.